The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. This year, Life Outreach International and James and Betty Robison are celebrating 50 years of ministry. As part of the commitment to putting love in action, Life Outreach started the Mission Feeding Program nearly 25 years ago. Mission Feeding has helped save the lives of 7 million starving children. Currently, Life Outreach helps feed 400,000 children in crisis areas. But there are still thousands of children who are suffering daily and literally dying from the lack of food. See how you can help save lives of these precious ones who desperately need our help. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robison. My wife Betty and I are always glad to be able to share this time with you. And I do want to encourage you now because time is running out and you do have to pre-register. And we can feed you at the conference if you will join Betty and me. We have been married 50 years and I praise God for every moment of it. I really do. But also, we have been in ministry for 50 years, and we're celebrating the 50 years of marriage and ministry with a conference this summer. It is called Awaken Now. If you have not registered, go to lifetoday.org and let us know if you can join us and if you can possibly eat with us. We'll have meals there where we can be together. It begins right after noon on Thursday and concludes around noon on Saturday. There'll be two sessions Thursday, three on Friday, and one in the morning on Saturday. So plan to be with us. We're going to need you to get registered. Look at the great host of speakers. You can see some of them right there. You're going to want to hear them. You're going to be caught up into the presence of the Lord, and we look forward to spending that time with you. You'll also be able to meet some of our missionaries. You'll be able to meet Peter Pretorius and hear him and maybe go by and actually meet him in person because you'll be seeing some of the things that he's doing there. There'll be an area that lets you know what's going on. Right now, we are talking about the mission feeding. Betty, our viewers have always let us know that they find it a joy to know that they're totally changing lives and saving lives. And I think they're always glad when we talk about it.
I think so, too. You've always responded so beautifully, and we thank you for that. Well, we have still have the need to feed the children. There's still many out there that are hoping that we'll get to their area. And so we find those places that we know are real needy, and joining with you, we get it done. So we're asking you to do that again today.
I want you to see someone, Betty, you're going to love this. This is one of the boys that was in terrible condition. He was malnourished and could have died, but he was saved by the Mission Feeding Program. His name is Jose. Now, here's the beautiful thing about it. I just love this. Jose now is a missionary. He's an overseer in one of the feeding areas. So if you wonder what happens to some of these children and their lives are saved, where do they end up? Well, how about in mission work? Here's his story.
This year, Life Outreach International and James and Betty Robison are celebrating 50 years of ministry. As part of the commitment to putting love in action nearly 25 years ago, Life Outreach introduced the Mission Feeding Program in Africa. According to our missionary partners, Mission Feeding has helped save the lives of 7 million starving children. Currently, Life Outreach helps feed 400,000 children in crisis areas and assists with school feeding programs to encourage school attendance and education. On a recent trip to Angola, the Life Mission team met a young man named Jose, who grew up participating in the Mission Feeding Program. As a child, he lived in a remote village and attended a school that received food every day. Now, Jose works as a mission partner with the feeding program, and his story embodies the heart of Life Outreach International and why it was founded.
When I was a child in a village like this, most of the time, we didn't know if we would eat each day. But when Mission Feeding came to my school, we got a hot meal every day during class. My friends and I were motivated to come to school and learn because we knew we would get to eat. If it wasn't for mission feeding, I don't think I would have gone to school. Before a feeding program comes to a village, not many children go to school. They stay home and work with their families. But when a school has mission feeding, the children are excited about school, and you see them running to the classroom each morning. I am very happy to be a monitor in the mission feeding program. I'm very proud that I get to help these children, just like I was helped as a child. One day, maybe one of these children will work for mission feeding too. I want to thank the mission feeding donors, not just because I work here, but because I am a human being. I live in this community, and I see the condition of the children. Please, do not stop helping. Carry on.
I look at his smile, Betty, and I think about all those little children. I mean, I think I could just almost put up just shot after shot of emaciated children that are really malnourished and in great need. And then just imagine that's what they can look like in the next 10 or 15 years and be a missionary. And many of them, Betty, they get an education, they get a job, they become very productive in even the difficult areas where they grew up. And we're seeing entire countries totally transformed. It is actually miraculous. One of the greatest miracles on planet Earth has happened in Mozambique. When we went there, Betty, and we look back and it seems 25 years ago, and we felt like we were kind of like kids, you know, because you and I still feel like, even though we've been married 50 years, we still feel like kids. But when we got there, I mean, there were no bathroom facilities anywhere. I mean, it was like a big old storm, a hole, a pit. I mean, it was just awful. And there were the helicopters and the warships from the Soviet Union were there, all kind of Marxist representations of power and machine guns. And they had fights in the street at night.
Kind of scary.
Well, it was terribly scary. But I mean, the whole country was then the poorest place on the earth. And God worked a miracle. And so much of it happened because of mission feeding and the ministry of Peter Pretorius and the outreaches that you supported and made possible. And now we realize that it's very progressive. It's a miraculous democracy. And we saw freedom there prevail. And the gospel is having a tremendous impact. There's need there, though, right now, because they've had some terrible floods. In Angola, they're having one of the worst droughts they've ever had. In the Sudan, they're facing the terrible crisis of having been displaced and just terribly assaulted. So what we do in mission feeding is we find the people in desperate need, people who were like Jose when he was young. We begin to feed them, but we do more than that. Now, I think it's really important you understand, we do far more than just feed them. We love them. We show them love. We don't just talk about the love of God. We show them the love of God, hands-on. And the thing you've got to understand is it isn't just loving missionaries, and it isn't just James Robinson on television talking about it. It's people just like you who decide to do something about it. You actually enable the missionaries to make the necessary difference because you give them the food. You give them the support to stay on the field. You give them the transportation. You have provided their wheels through mission feeding and through special efforts where we have emphasized the need. You've met those needs. And right now, we've got 400,000 children. They need our help. We found them because they were malnourished. We have organized them into feeding centers. This is the issue. We've got to have the food for the next months. And we take a time like this and we ask people just like you to make a gift of love and of life. $30, $50, $100, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. Several months of food, a single gift you give today. I want you to look at what we could rightly call the typical cycle of death. We can stop this, and we can start a cycle of life, meaningful life, just like Jose found. And remember this, as you watch and see the need, remember, Jose is the result of someone like you, not just watching, not just caring, not even just weeping or praying, but being an answer to prayer and saying, I can feed three like that, like the ones you're about to see, or five or 10. You can do it, and they need your help.
As the African sun rises on a new day, mothers will awake to find their children cold and hungry. If food is available, her children can have something to eat and temporarily relieve the feeling of weakness that never seems to go away. Food shortages leave families desperate with nothing to eat, forcing them to forage for roots and leaves or wild berries and nuts. When the situation becomes unbearable, children will even eat dirt to stop the gnawing pains of hunger. With these food crises comes the inevitable: children dying from hunger. Severe malnutrition and failing immune systems throws them into a downward spiral, which leads to an early grave. This death cycle takes more children's lives than war, drought, and natural disasters combined. Imagine the pain of a mother having to watch her child die simply because she doesn't have enough food for them to eat. And what's worse, she is left wondering which of her other children will be the next to die from hunger.
We see the real answer is to replace that meager, whatever it is, Betty, that they try to find, and with the mission bowls, mission life, mission feeding, these heat-resistant bowls that love from people like you made available. I mean, I think it's really important you understand this. These are heat-resistant, and we do give them to the children for one reason. Because when you saw them coming with whatever they could get to put some kind of soup in, and it burned their hands, viewers said, give them a bowl. And the missionary said, no, it'll take up for the food. And they're starving. And you said, we'll do both. Now, here's the thing. If they had the bowl and nothing in it, then what the missionaries were concerned about plays out. We can give them all the nice things, but if we don't give them the absolute essential, if we don't give them the nourishment and the food, maybe they're going to die. We have these bowls ready, and if our viewers will help, we can put the nutritious porridge, the soup mix, in it and save their lives.
The bowls are important so they don't burn their precious little hands, but the food, we have to have the nourishment to go in. And Jane, something else I think so important about these bowls is because of the bowls, they're all the same size, we can measure the amount we put in it, and the food will go further and get even amounts, because it was very hard to tell with all the different containers they would bring.
Absolutely.
And we would run out a lot of times.
Sometimes we'd run out because you didn't know if you were putting something in a bigger container for more than one person. You couldn't keep up with it. And when you run out, and when you see these children, and they will do it, when you see them going head first into the barrel and scraping up the soup in the edges of the barrel and trying to get it in the mouths, you realize how desperate it is. They begin to push and shove because they are fighting for their lives. It's a fight for life. They're absolutely desperate. Betty prayed a prayer years ago, and it really became a catchphrase because it became a hope and a prayer, and then it became a reality. Betty said, I pray that the lines available to feed the children and to provide the food and the money for the food will always be longer than the lines of children who have needs. We have seen that prayer answered because I'm going to tell you something. When you've got crisis, and we've got several of them going on right now, you really need people to step up. But here's the way we step up. Just like they line up, people have to come one at a time. I'm going to do it, James. I'm not just going to watch and say, well, I hope someone does something. I'm going to do my part. I always like to say it, sharing God's heart. expressing his heart, extending his hands. You are his hands. You are the only way they're going to see Jesus in the real. The missionaries are empty-handed unless you give them the wherewithal. Would you dial the number right now? Would you take your bank card and make the largest gift you can? If you could give $100 and help us feed 10 children, that would just be wonderful. $30 will feed 3, $50 will feed 5. Don't you ever think your 30 is not enough. For those 3 children, it's the difference in life and death, in being malnourished and being healthy. We have some beautiful gifts to send you. I want to send you a Good Word for a Great Day devotional book. We have a beautiful The Family Reading Bible. It's an incredible study Bible for the family. You're going to love it. We're sending these as an expression of thanks, of gratitude. We're not sending you this devotional guide to get you to give. We give to you because we love you just like we love the children we're asking you to feed. We want to help you grow spiritually. We want to bless your life. That's why we come into your home every day, to give you spiritual food, to give you encouragement, so that you will be an encouragement to others. But we want you to find encouragement. At the same time, I think you're going to find it when you give hope, encouragement, and life to these precious children and their families. You can go online, lifetoday.org, or you can dial that number, take your bank card. If you write a check, call us and tell us what you're mailing. Please do it.
At this very moment, a child is drawing his last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like him face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 400,000 suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst drought and food shortage in years, we desperately need to replenish our supplies immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we would like to send you A Good Word for a Great Day, a 365-day devotional providing an inspirational new word, Bible verse, and promise for each new day. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you may request the Family Reading Bible, featuring easy-to-use reading tracts, questions, and fun facts to help engage your children in God's Word. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the 50th anniversary commemorative bronze, Brotherly Love. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Look at this little tiny hand. Looks like the hand of a newborn, a little Julius. 1 year and 8 months old. She looks so much younger because she's so malnourished. Frankly, she may not even make it. When you see a child this thin, the ribs showing, and what's on her face is her skin dying because there's no nutrition to keep her healthy. Every breath she takes is a struggle. It's a struggle to just stay alive at this point. Her little heartbeat, her little ribs, you can count them just by looking. Her legs are about the size of my thumb. I've seen this so many times over the years, but I'm tired of that. And I know that the solution is simple. This is not a disease that we have to find the cure for. This is the basic necessities of life. Everybody deserves the basic necessities of life. I know little Julia does. And so many children just like her are out there. You don't get the opportunity every day to save a life, but today you have that opportunity. Come here, Jesus, Lord. I just ask you in Jesus' name, let little Julia live. Let her grow up, have a life.
I don't know that I have ever seen a scene with any of our mission workers that's moved me any more than little Julia. And when Janice, who's been all over the world, more than 50 nations, you talk about a missionary. I mean, she's our floor director right here in this studio week after week. And yet she goes to the ends of the earth with these missionaries. Betty, she's not only a precious, treasured friend, she's family to us, but she's also family to all these little children. And she's holding that little Julia. And I can't even begin to describe how much Janice loved that little girl. And I really think you need to hear this. Julia did not live to see the next morning. We were too late. Not too late to love her. Janice, pray for her. But you got to understand this. The children get to that place because we didn't have feeding in their area. Well, now we've corrected that now. We've got the feeding center set up there. Not only the Mount Nutrition Clinic, which we have to fund and help them with. That's the last stage. That's total desperation. We have some miracle stories out of those places. But the beautiful miracle is we can get them before they get there. We can get them right out where they live. We get them in line. We love them. We feed them. We give them a future. Listen, they're not looking for a house like yours. They're not looking for an entertainment park. Those little kids have more fun playing with a stick and a rock than most of our kids have with all their game boxes and all the other stuff. They just need a chance, and they're precious in the sight of God. Don't you think because they can't be like your grandkids or your kids, they're not big to God. They're real big to God. And we've watched those children grow up and become wonderful fathers and mothers and have families and get their feet on the ground and get an education. That's why we feed wherever they're going to school. We feed to keep them going. I mean, we're dead serious about helping them and showing them the love of God, but we've got to have the food, and you're the ones that make that possible. The missionaries are there to distribute it. And they found the need, and we're the ones that can meet it. So I'm asking you to dial the number or go online. Just get up and go to your laptop or your desktop computer and lifetoday.org. And you're going to be given life today when you get there. You take your bank card, use it like a check, or if you write a check, call us and tell us that you're putting it in the mail. But use your bank card today and make the best gift you can. If there's any way you give $1,000, we're going to send you the beautiful commemorative bronze for our 50th anniversary, Brotherly Love. Boy, you're going to be showing that. And these little brothers and sisters, they love their little brothers and sisters. But let's give them the food to share. Would you do that? Any way you could help us care for 100 children, make a $1,000 gift? $30, $50, or $100, 3, 5, or 10 children. Now, there's a level at which you can help. I know there is. So what do you want to do? What do you believe God wants you to do? What would you be willing to sacrifice to do? Please, go to the phone and call. If your heart's broken, you have a need, don't you hesitate to call. There'll be somebody there waiting to pray for you because they love you. But if you can help us love these children and feed them, please go to the phone or go online and make the gift God put on your heart. Please do it.
At this very moment, a child is drawing his last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like him face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 400,000 suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst drought and food shortage in years, we desperately need to replenish our supplies immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we would like to send you A Good Word for a Great Day, a 365-day devotional providing an inspirational new word, Bible verse, and promise for each new day. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you may request the Family Reading Bible, featuring easy-to-use reading tracks, questions, and fun facts to help engage your children in God's Word. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the 50th anniversary commemorative bronze, Brotherly Love. please call, write, or make your gift online today.
For a long time, I thought, okay, what can I do as a regular old individual that can't go take a mission trip, that can't do that, but where can I put some of my dollars to help people, but not only to just help people, but really to help spread the gospel? That's probably the most important thing. I did the research, quite frankly, on the ministry, and I saw that there's been a long trajectory of integrity, you know, loyalty, and just good works, you know, so I felt comfortable. I was very impressed by some of the initiatives, and I thought, we're helping people. This organization is actually helping people to build themselves up. So I thought, okay, this is where I'm going to start, and I've been a supporter ever since. I got to tell you, the thought of a child not having something to eat is, it still chokes me up. I just watched one of the shows just yesterday, and I was like, I have children. I have three kids that are all, you know, been very blessed. They're all healthy. They're involved in all kinds of things. And when I see these children not having enough to eat, it just breaks my heart. The reason why I like to support Life Outreach is, first and foremost, they're spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, most importantly. Secondly, is they're providing for the most basic needs of people. Third is I feel like the ministry is very transparent in what they do, how they do it, and very open to integrate partners and communicate with partners. I know I felt very welcome since I've become a partner. And I think that's really important. You know, trust is a big factor. I definitely feel more rewarded. I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Would I like to do more? Absolutely, because there's always more to be done. I think we have been, you know, blessed to be a blessing, and I believe that I've been blessed, and my role right now is to be a blessing to other people, and this is a wonderful way to do it.
I think Jenny's beautiful. Thanks, Jenny. We see Jesus in you. Thank you for helping us share the love and the life of Jesus, feed those precious children. You're so typical of many just like you who are watching today, who watch all the time and who help us share life. I hope you've made the call or you've gone online, and we want to thank you for the gift God put on your heart, because you're actually giving life itself. And we thank you.
Oh, you can't hear me cry. See my dreams all die from where you're standing on your own. It's so quiet here, and I feel so cold. This house no longer feels like
life today. Made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.